can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get an inside look at the new Browns draft class by tuning into the Cleveland Browns Rookie Spotlight, hosted by yours truly this Saturday at 7 p.m. on WKYC Channel 3. The Cleveland Browns Rookie Spotlight explores each player's unique journey to the NFL and becoming a Cleveland Brown. Don't miss it. Tune in this Saturday at 7 p.m. on WKYC Channel 3.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that because I've watched you putting this together, piecing this together over the last several days, actually the last couple of weeks. It sounds like an exciting, going to be a great show, but give us a little tease as to some of the stuff we can expect.
Yeah, you're going to get basically good stuff with all of the rookies, Johnny Manziel and Justin Gilbert. There's a little teaser of it right now on ClevelandBrowns.com.
Nice.
A minute of those two kind of interviewing each other and talking about their experiences so far in the NFL. That's a great piece. I sat down with both Pierre Desir and Christian Kirksey. We got to talk to them. Joel Bitonio is going to be with some of the other linemen on the team, and it had a fun little shoot there. And then they took Terrence West, who has an unbelievable story coming to the NFL to a shoe store where he was once a shoe salesman, not here in Cleveland, but he was a shoe salesman as he kind of forged his path to the NFL. So what you're going to find, I think, in this is that not only did the Browns hopefully get a lot of guys who are very talented on the field, but they got a great group of young men with amazing stories, a lot of energy, a lot of leadership, and just guys that I think you're going to be very proud to be fans of when you see them get on the field.
Yeah, it just seems that the backstories are so interesting.
Amazing.
And the characters, you know, not just as characters, but, I mean, the character of these guys and what they addressed, excuse me, as a organization to get players of a certain caliber. And I think that fits into what I was saying before about the type of the profile of the type of player this team wants to bring in. And never would that be truer than in the draft when you're bringing a guy out from the collegiate level, you know, the so-called pristine clean coming into the NFL, but does he fit your profile? And I get the feeling that's not coincidental that a Pierre Desir had all that work that he did come from Haiti and playing soccer, then learning football, then being so dedicated to being that kind of player and a grounded person that he is, father, husband.
When he was 16 years old.
Yeah, and growing up from that. And then you just mentioned the story about Terrence West, a shoe salesman. I mean, these experiences that these guys bring in their real lives, I think translate into their ability to, I think, play, you know, contribute as players. I know they got to have the talent to it, Nathan, but I think as people, you sense that this is what Mike Pettine wants to be surrounded by. This is what he can see, he can draw things from, and actually make these guys better contributors because of their makeup, especially above the shoulder pads.
Yeah, and in my two big sit-downs with Pierre Desir and Christian Kirksey, which, again, you can see on the Rookie Spotlight this Saturday at 7 p.m. on WKYC Channel 3, is Desir's a guy who 3 years ago was working in a temp agency, cleaning sewers, doing this to provide for his family. He didn't know that he was going to be able to pursue his NFL dreams, right. And he has. And Christian Kirksey, just an infectious energy about him. Great leadership, was named permanent captain at Iowa for his last 2 years. Cool, cool kid. And I think you're going to really enjoy the show and really get a feel for the personalities, the people kind of underneath the helmets for this Cleveland Browns rookie class when you're ready to see them on the field later on this year.
7 p.m. Saturday, WKYC Channel 3. Make sure you're tuning into that. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. All right, how big of a deal should it be that Johnny Manziel starts out as third stringer in these OTAs? My opinion, I think you share it, is not a big deal. This is really reflective of what he doesn't know now, but not reflective of what this team thinks he'll know even by the end of the mini camps, even by the time you get to the end of June or mid-June, whatever it is, and these things wrap up. I think the timing then, the Johnny Manziel you see then, is going to be a far different guy than we've seen the past 2 days in terms of knowledge, comfort level working with receivers, and he's likely to work with different guys. By then, hopefully, a Miles Austin, for one, a more accomplished guy, is out there.
Absolutely, and I think we've seen the progression from him. You're seeing it on a daily basis, and that's what you want to see. He's going to have inconsistencies. He's a rookie. He's learning the playbook, learning to play with new players. But Johnny Manziel showing some good things out there. I don't think it's a big deal at all. One thing I wanted to ask you, Vic, who are some of the guys, maybe some of the lesser-known guys, that are standing out to you at this point through the rookie minicamps and, of course, now into the OTAs?
Yeah, you know, looking at some of these players who just through the last, you know, again, for you and me, it's the last couple of days. But I thought it was interesting to see there was a from last year, he's a linebacker who came back playing
Darius
on the inside.
Eubanks.
Darius Eubanks
yep.
was, to me, very much athletic and more so than what we saw last year. And I know he had limited opportunities, but I thought Darius Eubanks, as a name that you wouldn't necessarily think about, he's not among the newcomers, and maybe he was easily forgettable from the so-called guys, the returning guys. I thought he covered well, and I think he feels like a better fit in this scheme, the way his athleticism allows him to function, than he was in the previous scheme. He seemed, we noticed him last year because of speed and such, and he made a play or two, but I thought when you watched him out here in these workouts, this is a guy in my mind who could be ahead of Craig Robertson right now, just in the way he performed in coverage.
Yeah, you know, this was a guy, if I don't know if people remember, that we talked about and kind of had our eye on as somebody who could be a coverage guy at Georgia Southern. And in high school, this was a guy who was playing, you know, some safety. So he's got natural coverage instincts. He's been a defensive back before. I thought he looked very good on the defensive side of the ball. I think Billy Wynn is taking to this defense extremely well up front. I've liked what I've seen from him on the defensive side of the ball. On the offensive side of the ball, here are some guys who have definitely stood out to me. Number one would be Andrew Hawkins. Yes. Andrew Hawkins can get open, it seems like, whenever he wants. Extreme quickness. Routes are great. Hands are great. Once he catches the ball, he gets up the field and accelerates very, very quickly.
Yep.
I would also say Anthony Armstrong from Washington, who had been a guy over 800 yards in his first season with Kyle Shanahan in Washington back in 2010, has looked good. He still has some juice, has shown the ability to get deep for this team. I think Terrence West has looked very good running the football for a guy of his size, has a lot of burst, a lot of wiggle. He has stood out to me. And then one guy under the radar at wide receiver that I'd also kind of throw a little bit of love to here in the early going is Willie Snead from Ball State.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do anything that looks like he's running that fast. He doesn't look like he's explosive. He doesn't do anything that necessarily looks unbelievable.
Right.
But he seems to find a way to get open a lot. He's got great hands, catches everything near him. He stood out to me as well.
Ismaili Kitchen, you know, also stepped up, and I thought in run defense was plugging the holes very quickly. Just seemed, I don't know, bigger, stronger, more dominant than I had seen him before, and he definitely showed out pretty well. We mentioned Darius Eubanks, and then the other guy who I thought was watching Marquise Gray.
Yep.
think he's done a good job in terms of getting open, getting separation, just looks like he's moving very well, and sees, and he told us this, he's seeing an opportunity in this passing game to get more involved and to be more utilized. And I think this coaching staff is definitely high on that idea. Matt in Worcester joins us right now. Hello, Matt.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, brother. What's up?
Just the whole Johnny Manziel starting third string. I really do not think it's a big deal at all. Really, I think all they're trying to do is ground him and humble him and just put the mindset in him that he needs to work for everything that he has. I can almost guarantee that he'll be moved up to second string within a week or so here, and then I would be willing to bet that he'll start the season. But really, I think they're just trying to give him some extra motivation to really put his nose to the grindstone and work and prove himself in the NFL. Because like I said, you know, he hasn't done anything in the NFL as of yet, but I don't think it's a big deal at all.
I agree with you, and it's not just Johnny Manziel being singled out to humble Johnny Manziel. None of the rookies are working with the first team right now, not yeah. Justin Gilbert, who was the first rookie drafted by the Cleveland Browns. So, no, none of those guys are really – they're not working with the ones. That's just right. How it is. They're going to get the opportunity to earn their role. I'll say this, Brian Hoyer, I thought he looked good in terms of his mobility on that knee. His decision-making was very solid. He's quick. He's mentally – you can see he's mentally ahead of Johnny Manziel right now.
His accuracy looks excellent, actually. Most of his passes have been right on the money. He's wearing a bulky brace. There's no question he's got that on, and I don't know if that's going to be that you wear protective braces, of course, when you're dealing with a recovery from a knee injury, so I don't know if that's going to be a factor at all, if it gets smaller or lighter for him, just to make sure he's got that extra protection. I didn't sense that it was a big deal to him, but at times I saw him reach down and kind of grab for it a little bit, just the brace, not acting in any sort of pain, just because he's got to get used to the fact that he's got to be out there. And I think it'll be the first, I'm sure it's the first time in his athletic career he's dealt with something like that.
No question about it, but certainly looked good out there, looked like a guy who would be ready to go if needed, if he needed to right now. Let's go to Drew in Michigan. Drew, welcome to CBD.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good, bud.
Outstanding show. I'm very optimistic about this season. I love everything that's going on, from free agency to the draft. Love Mike Pettine. Love everything he's saying. Seems like a really genuine guy. My one concern, like many fans, analysts, you know, is the if and when Josh Gordon gets suspended, how are we going to fill that role? My question is, first of all, what's going on with Travis Benjamin? How is his, coming back from the injury going? And what role do you guys see him playing this year? I mean, could you see something happening where maybe we let Gilbert take over the punt return duties?
No.
so Benjamin can fill that, help fill that role that we're gonna that Gordon took over. Because I mean, he's really the only one who can touch Gordon when it comes to speed and separation in the receiving corps right now.
Yeah,
what do you guys think?
Drew, fair point, but I don't see it. I think in an emergency, my sense would be that's when they would go to Justin Gilbert.
Justin Gilbert, they want to risk him.
He's the corner,
as a return man.
Starting corner. This would be not unlike their approach, even though he's got a long way to go before you have a conversation with him in regard to Joe Hayden. But that is really the approach, that he's a starter, that they want him to be at his fullest to play that corner position. And they're trusting and hoping that Travis Benjamin is fully ready to go and get him out there as a return guy. And as far as Benjamin's role, I see it mostly being that. I don't think Gordon's absence would influence the rotation with Benjamin. I think the idea is that's why Miles Austin is here. That's why Earl Bennett is here. That's why Anthony Armstrong is here. I mean, those guys will take the bigger roles in the top receiving, the outside receiving roles or rotations. And then your slot guy, of course, is going to be Andrew Hawkins.
And we will ask Ray Farmer if they're done at the wide receiver position, if he feels that he now has the people he needs in here in the event of something happening to Josh Gordon. Travis Benjamin, I think, is a guy who this offseason would have helped his transition to be a wide receiver, but still has a lot of work to do there. I think they're going to explore that position, obviously, in other ways. But I think he will be the kick returner, as you said, Vic. I don't see them risking Justin Gilbert out there in that role, at least not yet.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. All right, 216-578-0850. Want more of your calls? We certainly want your tweets. @Browns_daily. Make sure you put the hashtag mailbag, because this is a mailbag Wednesday, and we'll get into a segment of that at about 1:45 or so. But we want to hear from you. Much more for us to go through and talk about as the Browns go through and now are finishing up with their second day of OTA workouts. There'll be another one on Friday, so we got much more to talk about on that. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. We're driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WK.